Riverside started out week one with a shutout over West Monona as the Bulldogs defeated the 29ers 40-0. Offensively, Jackson Gordon led the team in rushing with 227 yards and two rushing touchdowns. The sophomore also had 56 receiving yards and one touchdown. You can't have receiving yards without a successful quarterback, as Grady Jepson passed 15 of 18 the game with three touchdowns for 167 yards. Defensively, Jet Rose had the night of his life with 9.5 total tackles, 5 tackles for loss, and 3 sacks. Wyatt Bell also helped out on the defensive end with 2 tackles and earned a sack. The Bulldogs really stepped up in week one.
We had a lot of kids step up. We didn't really have any big plays. We had good sustained drives every time down the field. And a lot of kids, I mean, Jackson Gordon had a great day rushing. Grady Jepson had a great day throwing. And, you know, our line protected both of them. So that offensively went great. And then defensively, Jet Rose probably had the best game of his high school career. Wyatt Bell came up big, and, you know, those guys, plus the guys behind them all, did a great job of just shutting down their off.
Grady Jepson had a big impact statistically and in a leadership role last Friday. Coach Rain was looking to move Jepson out to a receiving role to start out the season, but after his performance against the 29ers, he'll be sticking with the senior in the pocket.
Bill Gilt coming into the year, he was our starting quarterback last year and was banged up a lot. So we were thinking about moving him out to receiver. And then Landon Schoenrock was our going to start as quarterback, and he got hurt in our scrimmage. So it became all on Grady again. And he came through really big for us. You know, he's really smart. He understands the game. I mean, he understands all athletics, but he understands football really well. And he puts us in really good spots when we decide to throw the ball, and he picks really great routes really well. So excited, you know, he does a great job.
Riverside will be taking on AHSTW in the Battle of 59, and both teams come into this game 1-0. AHSTW earned a 64-27 win over Tri-Center and had a dominant performance. The Vikings rely heavily on the rushing game, as quarterback Cannon Sookup earned 2 rushing touchdowns and was a lead rusher with 192 yards. Sookup also threw for 1 touchdown and 1 interception, going 2-5 in the passing game. Running back Luke Sternberg rushed for 145 yards and 3 touchdowns in the game.
Yeah, their running back and quarterback both are probably a little bit faster than our whole team. So we spend a lot of time in trying to contain them, not let them outside where they can hurt us a lot, and make it where they got to drive the whole field. You know, they had a lot of really big plays with 2 returns for a touchdown, an interception for a touchdown, and then, of course, Sternberg with long runs. So if we can just keep it under control game, it gives us a good shot.
Even after a shutout performance, Coach Rain is still looking for his defense to step up. Riverside's Gavin Hackett had 5 total tackles, and AC Roller also earned 5 tackles in the last competition as well, something that they were looking to build on.
Oh, our whole defense has got to step up. If they play well, our linebackers with Gavin Hackett and AC Roller, if they step up, and the rest of our D-line, that'll give us a shot.
When it comes to the game plan for Riverside, the Bulldogs are looking to get better and take care of the football.
You know, just getting better. I know it's kind of a coaching cliche, but if we just take care of ourselves, get better, contain them. Like I said before, though, we do have to contain them. But other than that, it's get better and worry about ourselves, and everything will take care of itself.
Riverside will take on AHSTW at home tonight at 7 p.m. KSOM will be live at Riverside with a pregame show starting at 6:30 p.m. with myself, Zach Collins, and Austin West on the call. I'm Zach Collins reporting.